Welcome, everybody, to a very special edition of the Gwyntelligence Podcast here at HJ Manor, joined, as always, by Corey Stewart.
Hello, HJ.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
Good.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
You look amazing.
Thank you. Well, it's St. Patrick's Day soon. You know, I'm dressed for the occasion early.
You are.
Because of our love for our beloved Patrick Daly, who, of course, the holiday is celebrating.
That's true.
There's no one more saintly in my book than that
gentleman. He is a true saint. Yes. Is he not?
Yes.
We love Patrick
Daly.
So,
yeah, you can see my house is decorated for the occasion. We've got green to celebrate Mr. Daly himself, St. Patrick, as I like to call him, so...
I think there was a leprechaun out in the tree out front there, too, right in front of your place. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
You know, it's a very special episode, not just because of us joining together for another great edition of completely free and ad-free content, but we're joined by someone who's been missing, who we've put out a call, you know, a wellness check for in the past.
For years.
Yeah, and it seems like he's really turned his life around. Not enough to actually podcast again or... anything like that, but, you know, producing content that people would enjoy, but miserable SD fan is here.
I think I made a mistake. I agreed to Bluntly Padres. When I pulled up, there's a huge flag in the front yard that says marijuana free, peace, love, Christianity. And I thought it was a bit. I thought they were trying to throw them off their scent. But Gwyntelligence. So are you Marver?
Or, oh, God.
I would love to pick your brain about Uncle Teddy and replacement level ciabatta when we're done here.
Keith Law.
Exactly. The manifesto. I'm looking for an update.
Mario Kart 64 strategies.
Billiards. Great to be here. I haven't recorded anything since March of 22, I think. It's been a long time. So it's great to be back in front of a microphone.
Well, you were lost on the streets. There was that sighting that we had of Bill Walton when he saw you. So, I mean, we understand the road to recovery is a long and arduous process.
Absolutely. You know, honestly, I showed up for an update on Mark Wilkins' dong.
Oh, yeah.
I listened to the last podcast with John Conniff, and I learned a lot of things, mostly like unrolling it and rolling it back
to fit into standard pants.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
You know, I've heard he's talked about inventing something new where there's a pocket down the leg to kind of keep things enclosed.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good idea. I just don't know how many men are as hung as Mark Wilkins is. I don't know what the market size is for
that. Know, it will probably be him and Sports Brain. If I had to guess.
I've heard that. Heard that about Sports Brain.
I've heard rumors.
Brain. That's the guy.
Yeah.
Hanging brain of Sports Brain. It's impressive.
If that's flashing, lock me up.
Yeah. So Padre's got a new pitcher. Hooray.
Yay.
Okay, let's get into that. We're actually talking about Padres, I guess.
Oh, okay.
We'll get back to penises later.
Yeah, on.
Okay, so the Padres got a new pitcher. Okay, so last time we podcasted, Corey, we filled in the gap with John Conniff from Mad Friars,
who was
gracious enough to come.
Hey, do I have a bet with him? Because I'm not sure.
Man, Conniff has a
has
real
he mentioned that?
He has a real boner for you and for you and Danny. That was one thing I took out of that interview.
I wasn't sure, and then like the 69th time he mentioned it, I'm like, oh yeah, we do have a bet, me and Danny's with John. So.
Can you believe that guy made me fly 2,200 miles to do an interview for him? Do you know how many points that cost me?
Like, I come to you.
Right.
Big Miz today. Came to you.
Right.
Came to the manor. And this guy's like, you got to come to D.C.?
Summons me to the king's throne.
What a fucking ego on that guy.
Can you believe that?
No, I'm shocked, actually.
Incredible.
What are people donating to Mad Friars for?
those guys are making way too much money.
Way too much.
Yeah. You should have seen. We saw Mark Wilkins the other day. He was just flashing the cash all over the place.
Biden's jewelry. Talking about this billionaire tax. We know who he's talking about.
Mad Friars.
Yeah,
exactly.
Coming for John.
Yep.
Okay, so where we left off, I think we talked about the roster. We were not super pleased with the offseason.
We weren't.
I mean...
Are we now?
I don't know. I guess we can talk about that. Okay, so the Padres traded for a good pitcher, right? Dylan Cease. Was not cheap. He's a good pitcher, right? I don't know where he slots in. One, two, three. I think he's better than Musgrove and Darvish, but they're probably going to... Put him at three, I guess.
Kind of feels like a one by default to me. Darvish is getting older. My good friend, you, Darvish, is getting older.
You guys are very close.
Yeah. So he kind of feels...
I think Darvish is our fifth pitcher. Like, or maybe our fourth pitcher. Like, I don't think he's our one or two.
I just kind of feel like by stuff, he just has by default, he's
brand.
The one.
He has at brand.
This point. But, I mean, at the end of the day, the where they slot in the rotation doesn't really make a huge difference.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the first couple series, but yeah, I don't know. It's I would say he's probably our best pitcher, right? Like, just from a stuff aspect, you got to go Cease.
Yeah. And dependable.
Yeah.
I mean, puts in, gets innings.
Yeah.
Like, he's, I think he's our best pitcher. King might be better, could be.
Yeah.
There's some percentage chance that he performs better, but I'm not entirely confident in that. I don't think Cease is like an ace. I don't think he's like one of the best pitchers in the league.
Yeah. That's fair.
But
he does walk some guys. That's for sure.
Well, he lost velocity. He got hit harder last year. Like, there's a lot of red flags there, but, you know, he's fine. He's better than what we had.
100%. Absolutely.
Like, I think we can all agree, like, it's objectively made the team better for 2024, yeah. Right?
I mean, there's no doubt about it. What do they subtract from the team that they have now? Wilson?
Wilson, yeah.
Anyone mad about that?
I mean, and
mid-reliever?
I know how much you like analytics and projections, yeah, but...
All about it.
Hold your excitement for a second, but I want to report that both Pecota and Fangraphs projected standings, this trade brought us from 80 wins to 82 wins.
I hope you didn't take that 80. Under. I hope you didn't take that under.
Are they 81.5 in Vegas? Yeah.
Hey, you never did make the bet?
No, my daughter shamed me about gambling as we were walking through the MGM Grand home from Ka, and I was like, hey, you're not allowed to come in here, but just stand here for a second. It's great parenting, right?
You're just going to leave her on the sidewalk in Vegas?
You know, like, you know, the walkway through MGM Grand, and like, you get to the sports book, there's like a sports bar across the walkway. I was like, just stand here on the carpet. Daddy's got to go in and verify his MGM Grand gambling account so I can put this under on the Padres. And she was like, don't you like the Padres? And I was like, yeah, but you know what I like more? Money. And then she said, Daddy, I don't think you should gamble. Let's go.
Daddy, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Whatever they say after that.
He walks out and she's passing out cards. What's going on here?
Yeah. So I was a responsible parent and was like, okay, fine, I won't put the bet down, but you'll be sorry when I don't win this $40.
Exactly.
And then I took her to a rooftop to drink beer before we went back to our back
as
to our
any
hotel.
Good father would.
Yeah. Damn right.
I mean, to feed her. I mean, got her some French
fries. Yeah, of course.
I got her some French fries, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. You know, this trade, though, I mean, it's a great trade by Eric Grubner and the San Diego Padres. It's, you know, you don't take anything. I don't count Wilson as a subtraction. I really don't care that he's gone. And, like, this is the trade where really, like the people that are prospect huggers and the people that aren't prospect huggers actually kind of agree on. It's like, hey, it's a good move. Like, you mentioned all the time, oh, we're, you know, Xander's getting older, Manny's getting older. They just boosted the next 2 years quite a bit.
Well, okay, so that was the biggest message I took from the trade. I mean, it's good, right? It's objectively good, but, like, the Padres are still a borderline maybe playoff team. Like, they still need everyone to stay healthy. Yeah. They need people to hit. They need improvements from last year. Everything has to happen still, right? Like, Cease makes them better, but it doesn't make them, like, a World Series contender.
Right.
But what it tells me is that the front office sees what we've talked about in that the window's not 8 years, right? The window with this core is a year or two. Like, that's why King is here for 2 years. That's why Cease is here for 2 years. We got Kim for one more year. Like, all of these things are kind of lining up that we got to get things done this year or next year.
Yeah.
So, from my standpoint, like, talking about that window, the trade's obviously good, right? Because I want them to maximize those next 2 years. I guess my reservations are like, okay, but what about, like, all the other stuff? Like, like, I heard our beloved Craig Alston, and we'll get into their show a little later, but Craig made a point that, in his opinion, the reason AJ was held back from signing, I don't know, let's say, he always uses Randall Grichuk, but let's say, like, Adam Duvall, who I think would have been a good addition to the team.
Yeah.
$3 million. All these, like, minor league free agent deals that were made. Craig's theory is that, okay, well, AJ was so locked in on this trade that, you know, those other moves would have obstructed making the trade. And I'm like, can he only do one thing? Like, he somehow found the bandwidth to sign Tim LoCastro. Like, I don't understand how bringing in Randall Grichuk messes up the trade that involves prospects and a reliever, right?
How much was Grichuk's?
Minor league deal. Okay. I mean, there's a lot of guys that sign minor league deals that would be better than Jurickson Profar.
Right.
Right? Like, anyone would have been better than Jurickson and Profar. He was literally the worst player in baseball last year.
I saw the travel roster that they posted, and my eyes went straight to outfield. And it's
to the four names bad. There:
Azokar, Tatis, Merrill, and Profar. And I'm like, that's
mine. Did the same bleak. Thing. I went straight there. Yeah. I was like, they're not even bringing in an extra outfielder. Like,
yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, and they're just it's $13 million right now, right? That's where
that's
they're
left.
Yeah, they're $13 million under.
Yeah, so 13 or 14-ish.
Yeah, so you've got around. So you still have some. Money to play with.
Well,
there.
My favorite is that people are like, "Well, he needs to save that for the deadline."
Ben was saying that yesterday.
Yeah. Do you know how much that is for deadline deals? You're only paying 35% of the salary.
Yeah,
$14 million means that you're signing players that total an annual contract of $42 million. Do you think AJ's acquiring that at the deadline?
Absolutely not.
All it is an excuse not to spend the money.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Also, something. We could be selling at the deadline if we don't add.
They should have sold last year, but, you know.
They should have.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
But seeing Duvall come off the board for $3 million.
Grubner was probably advocating for the responsible decision, and AJ probably overrode him, right?
I mean, at the end of the day, we got a Cy Young out of it, right?
That doesn't... Do you feel that? Honestly, this is an honest question.
They did
question.
Get to sell Cy Young t-shirts at Petco, didn't they?
Did you feel better about it? I don't even think I noticed the day that they announced the Cy Young. I don't remember even getting slightly excited for it.
Truthfully, I never enjoyed watching Blake Snell pitch at all. I hated it, watching a pitch. It was excruciating. He went through that streak, amazing streak. But even then, it's like, oh, God, when are the
wheels going to fall off?
Yeah, when are the wheels going to fall off? And it was just, I don't know. It made me super anxious, and I'm just fine that he's gone. I don't care at all.
Well, okay, so one of the things we've talked about also during the offseason is – we kind of look at what our roster looked like last year, which was an 82-win team, and then we look at who left and what we're replacing them with. I think, at least on the pitching side, getting Cease brings us back to par with last year.
Yeah.
I think we – King, Cease, and then, I don't know, who's our fifth? Brito?
Yeah.
I think it should be Brito.
Could be Waldron, though.
You hate Waldron.
Okay, Waldron throws 85 miles an hour.
If it's a combination of both of them, it's not the worst thing.
Waldron should be used in two and three inning stints.
Well, they would have to anyway, right? Because Brito, he's not built up enough that he's
going to... He started last year.
But is he going to be able to do a full...
It might be a little bit of a rotating door in the fifth slot.
Okay, yeah.
At least no one's mentioning Morejon anymore.
Yeah,
right.
He's on the plane, though.
Yeah, but I know. How did he get on the plane?
He sucks so bad.
He just got the shit kicked out of him that last game. What was it, six runs? Yeah. They're batting the fucker all over the ballpark.
It's amazing.
And it's all right, get on the plane. What?
Why? He's not going to get in a game, right? The Dodgers are going to crush that guy.
Maybe that's what he's there for. When they get up 7-0, it's all right, send out fucking Morejon and let him just go with his gas can.
But he can't even go innings. He's not even a useful mop-up guy.
Right. Yeah, so they just had to sit there and look at him mope on the plane for 17 hours.
Melanie went. Maybe that was their angle. I didn't see her. I was driving down Bancroft the other day and looking at both Arcos for her. Didn't see her at all. Don Tricker told me that that would be where I could find her.
But there's rumors they're back together.
That's see the same. Yeah.
They look like they're back together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. Remember when everyone was like, single Morejon's going to be hungry. He's going to be hungrier than ever this year.
He's begging her back. Please, baby. Please. Come sit in the stands and watch me get lit up.
I could only imagine. You were mentioning, though, about the players and who left and who we're bringing on. Obviously, Soto is a huge hole. We talk about Profar, but the
new narrative is that Soto actually sucked. Yeah. Oh, and Hader, he actually sucked also.
Yeah,
And Snell was actually bad.
I want to know what they're going to do in the ninth inning. Is it going to be Suarez? Because I don't have a lot of confidence in Suarez. But then if it's not him, who the hell is going to throw the ninth?
It sounds like it's going to be Peralta in the eighth. And then Suarez in the ninth.
That's rough.
And they're paying Suarez like a fucking closer. He's $8 million or something like that? $9 million?
I don't know, but that guy loves giving up bombs.
He's making more money than Cease, right?
I think he's making 10, right?
It's something like that. His contract was a pretty significant chunk.
Because remember, everyone's like, well, once Hader leaves, he's going right into the ninth.
He takes right over. Yeah, and then we had that year last year where he cheated and he was giving up bombs, like you said, left and right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hader was super good.
Yeah, he
like,
was.
I'll admit, we all know, like, he cost us a game or two refusing to go in, but you put Suarez in, and he's going to have cost us more than the two games, like, yeah. giving up bombs in the ninth inning.
Well, Hader messing up a couple games with refusing to pitch, that doesn't show up in your little stat sheets, your little spreadsheets, your little war,
yeah.
your little war projections. That doesn't show up. That okay. doesn't show up.
What about his 1.0 ERA then?
Okay, that
is
shows that, up.
Is that, yeah. Does that show up?
That or? Shows up. Yeah. That shows up.
Yeah.
I will never forgive Josh Hader.
No, I don't like him, but I can make the admission that he was a valuable, useful closer.
That's fair.
And was better than what we have now.
We can firmly agree.
Like, who do that. You yeah. want? Woo suck and go? Like, he sucks. He sucked.
Yeah. He not an inspiring spring for the young man, for sure.
Well, he's pitched at a double-A level. Like, yeah. he's a KBO. I don't know why everyone thought he was going to step in to, like, compete for closer.
Which, by the way, they're going to force him into of at course, least one of those
because he makes
games,
$5 million or and whatever.
He's Korean. So, yeah. yeah. And that's he's going to get lit up.
Well, oh, him facing Mookie and Freddie.
Well, I mean, we're going to need a mop-up guy.
It's going to be so embarrassing. Are you guys planning on being awake for those games at all?
No.
No?
I don't know. I'll at least get up and watch, like, yeah. you know, but I don't know about, like, going, like, the 7 Mile or whatever. Like, that's a... Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get up, but, you know.
Oh, no, I'm not going down South County yeah. for this.
South County?
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what about the helicopter? Could we take that? I mean, if that's...
I mean, Ben's house is just over there. Like, that's true. We could hop on the Higgins copter.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Good point. Very good point. Yeah, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I got a kid. I got a kid. Yeah. Like, I'm not getting up at 3.
It's more as a form of protest, because it's just, like, why? Like, 3 a.m., it makes no sense.
You might not have to be up for very long, though.
I mean, that's true. That's true.
You catch the first 15, 20 minutes. You might, yeah. after that, you might be like, okay, I'm good. I've seen this all
make
I need.
Any effort to, like, arrange the Korea time, like
1 p.m. 1 p.m. Korea time would have been around 7 or 8 p.m.
Yeah.
for the actual markets, the actual home markets.
Right.
It's not that hard.
They don't need to fill a 50,000 seat stadium. It's like 17,000 seats. They would have sold all the tickets anyways, yeah. right?
Or they could have sold more to fans that made the trip.
You know, I liked all the complaining, and it was like fun. Or was that unfair to Eric Grubner to blame the team? But like, yeah.
wasn't his fault.
How many people do we think were really flying to Korea?
Well, I mean, personally, I know one person that bought tickets to fly to Korea, but they weren't able to get game tickets. So they're just going to be hanging out in Korea during the game. So
yeah.
Are they, like, looking at this, like, scalper market?
They're trying to find tickets.
They're name yeah, comparing
like,
everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, everything is connected to your ID or whatever, yes. right? Like, they're, like, hardcore about,
yeah.
God, we should do that here. Keep out the fucking Dodger fans.
Well, don't worry. There's going to be plenty of Dodgers fans in Seoul. I guarantee you.
Oh,
yeah. They always, we do these games like we do it in Mexico, and they're always like, oh, this is going to be the thing that makes our team the choice for Mexico. And then every time the team they're playing has like 90% of the stadium wearing their stuff. Like the time where Walker Buehler no-hit the Padres in Monterey.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the first pitch game. Grubner's predecessors who didn't have quite the same tact.
I was going to say he would never do that.
Of course not. Yeah.
I would make
my
sure
my neighbor
of that.
Eric Grubner. We can go over to his house after this.
Okay. Yeah. Should we swing by?
I know you're
actually
you
came from
you
been
know.
There.
Yeah.
I actually
yeah.
came
you were in the
came
guest
directly.
House.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That stadium, the Monterey game, it was like 85% Dodgers fans. I'm sure the whole series was 85% Dodgers yeah. fans. I have to assume Mexico City was heavily, heavily Dodgers fan. So really doing these games, it's really just putting the spotlight on our most hated rival. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be rough. I do enjoy that, like, a lot of the merch they're selling has both teams' names on it. It's kind of...
Yeah, but
know.
Those are the shirts that are going to get sent down to, like, sub-Saharan Africa
right,
when they don't sell.
Yeah.
The that's ones true. That are going to sell are, like, Dodgers, Seoul Series.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Just don't embarrass us, please. Like, Padres, just don't embarrass us. Like... Make it a close game. You can lose. You're probably going to lose. But just don't get blown out. If you give up double digits, like, I can just see it now. And, like, they're just going to start the season getting blown out. 2 straight games. It's going to be humiliating. And then we have to stew on it for a whole week until we get more games.
Oh, no. Then we get FanFest.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That, yeah. You imagine they just get the shit kicked out of them for 2 games. And then it's like, oh, here's Peter's memorial. Do it for Peter. And then, yeah. and then the next day, hey, it's FanFest, everybody. Yeah. Aren't you excited? Oh, well,
we can all gather in the newly renovated Gallagher Square,
that's
which
true.
Will yeah. absolutely be ready by then.
Or in the Cutwater, what's it called? The new one called? The new premium suite Cutwater Agave Sweet. Oh, Agave Sweet.
Yes, yeah. I've been getting quite a few emails from some rep there.
Yes.
There's lots of group seating available if you guys are interested. Yeah.
It's a great place for a group outing. I don't know if you knew that or not. Yeah. Absolutely. And when I say group, I mean G-R-E-U-P. Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Lots of opportunities to gather some friends, go you know, get some beers, enjoy a ball game at the ballpark. Number one ballpark in America. In my opinion, and possibly USA Today. I don't know.
I still don't understand. I don't get that story at all.
Like, at some point, isn't it false advertising? Like, USA Today sent, you know how the internet works, where like USA Today publishes it, and then like Yahoo publishes an aggregated story, and then CNN publishes it. They all say, point out that PNC Park was chosen as the number one.
By USA
Today.
And
we weren't even 2, 3, 4, or 5. We were 6th place, right?
Yes.
Like, at some point, isn't it false advertising or no?
Well, I don't. Then yesterday, like, so I'd obviously seen the PNC Park thing about them being number one. And then yesterday, I get the one of the email blasts from the Padres, and they're like, "We were voted number one ballpark again." Like, I'm like, what? Like, huh? And so I'm going through the, I don't know.
It says in USA, in the ad, it said in USA Today. So we all checked USA Today and we're like, the headline is about PNC Park.
Yeah. And you got to scroll that. You got to get to us at 6.
Yeah.
Right above Dodger Stadium, by the way.
Which sucks. Like, which is a terrible stadium.
A shithole. I don't like.
Horrible.
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, I guess we're number one or we're number 6 or something. I don't know.
But anyways, yes. Lots of group suites available.
Group suites are, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So like I think we're universally in favor of this trade, right? Prospects suck. We've all, I've been in favor of dumping prospects, right?
Yeah.
And honestly, like given our self-imposed financial constraints, he's probably the best value, right? He's $8 million. He's a lot better than re-signing Lugo for 15.
Or re-signing Snell for whatever he's going to get.
15? I don't know. Yeah, what is he going to get? But even given the choice, like if we were like, okay, you can have Snell back or you can have Cease this year, I probably would have chosen Cease.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Snell, like either last night or this morning was on his IG bitching about his ML.
His rating.
His rating.
Only an 85.
Apparently, a lot of other teams put you there as well, because the phone's not exactly ringing, as far as we know.
Yeah,
God, he's going to be a disaster all year. It's just like this is the worst possible person for this to happen.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's gonna be
unless he cares. He's already made like $100 million. Like he's fine.
True.
I don't feel sorry for him. If he wants to retire, he'll be fine.
Has he made $100 million? I wouldn't.
What did the Rays extend him for?
Because
didn't he make almost 20 last year?
I thought it was like 16 or something like that. Yeah. So, I mean, he hasn't exactly been like raking it in or anything like that. So.
Oh, his net worth is only $55 million. Oh. What a poor.
Wow. Yeah, but he could sell those shoes, though.
Could, yeah.
Make a lot of money off that.
Yeah. Could create investment. An esports gaming team.
Yeah.
He could. Yes. I heard that's a good strategy for ball players.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Does this. I know the answer for you guys, but are you enjoying as much as I am the narrative on Twitter where like AJ's redeemed himself
from this trade?
After this trade, they're like, "We're back, baby! Like we're so back after this trade."
Masterclass.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Preller, another Preller masterclass. It's just to me, it's funny because for ever since the offseason, really back to the deadline, he's just been getting shit on nonstop.
Yeah,
and now it's just like Preller, my lord, my god.
One trade, yeah, and I love it. He's obviously going to be a huge help this year and a huge help next year. But like, I'm still looking at left field at Jurickson Profar. I'm still looking at center field where there's a 20-year-old kid who's going to be making his debut. I'm looking at third base, which I don't know what the fuck is going on over there.
Probably another guy with like 40 at-bats at AA.
Like, what's worse? Like Tyler Wade or doing the Graham Pauly thing?
I think
the Pauly thing is a terrible idea.
Wade is also terrible.
Or Rosario or I just...
And then DH... Oh. We don't have a DH either.
Well, I mean, that's going to be Manny,
I guess.
Like, and how long is that going to go on for? I don't trust that. It could be 2 months before we see Manny.
I feel like Dennis was pretty cryptic about Manny's health like a week ago or so. Yeah, he mentioned it and was like, it sounded to me like he wasn't as far along as they were hoping.
So if he's like, okay, let's say he has to DH for, say, 2 months, right? You can't stick Pauly there. You can't stick Tyler Wade there. You can't stick Rosario there.
They don't have anyone else.
Then you have to go get Brandon Belt or... Well, actually,
he's not going
to
play third base.
No, no, you put him in first.
Move Crone to third?
You move Crone to second. Move
Kim to third.
Kim to third. Bogart's back to short. Like, because
you can't, Bogarts again.
Yeah, listen, I know it sucks. But
what a shit show!
Yeah, I know it's a total shit show, but that's what they've created.
He wants to go to short. Did you see how excited he was? You know, the two games where he had to, where Kim got hurt a little bit.
Yeah,
his quotes weren't like, you know, I guess I'll go over there begrudgingly. He was like, I'm so excited to go, and I hope I can go there again.
I fucking hate second base, and I hate that they told me when I first got here, the fuckers. But hey, I'll do whatever the team wants. But like, seriously, I mean, you have to just move everybody over, and you stick Brandon Belt at first or whatever.
Right.
That's much better situation than what either any of those three at third base.
Yeah, I guess I don't understand what the point of waiting is at this point. Like, the prices started coming down on these marginal players like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, Belt got $9.3 million last year.
And so was great and outplayed his contract.
So offer him five, see if he takes it.
Like, but he was also like borderline wanting to retire also. So like, he's made a lot of money too.
But there's a lot of guys who have come to San Diego here at the to the grab that the one sunset. Last paycheck.
Yeah.
Here? No.
One last paycheck from AJ Preller.
I look at the team and I'm like, okay, like Cease helps a lot, right? He's good. But I keep going back. Yeah. Last year, the problem wasn't pitching. Like, Waka and Lugo were super good.
Yeah.
Like, better than Cease was last year. Snell was, like, historically great. So, like, pitching wasn't our problem. Like, we're back to par, I think. We're back to last year. That's good. That's a good thing. Our offense is so much worse.
So much worse.
Yeah.
Like, unless you want to buy into, like, all the cucks that are like, oh, well, Soto's vibes were killing the team. And I'm like, okay, but, like, what about his 30-something home runs and, like, his all his walks and how he was the one on base all the time? And, like, the only reason our left on base was so terrible is because Juan was on base all the time. Like, it would have been empty bases if it wasn't for him.
Right, yeah. But I'm looking at the starting lineup and I'm going, Cronenworth in the three hole?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Oh, and they're like, I hear it's like, contention? Oh, yeah, but what? You know, you got to mix in some righty lefties. And I'm like, okay, well, why don't we get a better lefty then?
Yeah, right.
Like,
that's where Brandon Belt would come in.
That's where Brandon Belt would come in. Yeah. You just got to go get him.
They have to address something. Like, they can't have third base how it is, assuming Manny's, you know, not playing the field for longer. They can't have third base the way it is and left field the way it is. You just can't.
No.
Okay, but why not do this before the first two real games of the season against a division rival? Like, what's the point of waiting at this point? And they're like, people are like, oh, well, we got to wait for a cheap contract. Do we? We have like $13 million left.
Yeah.
Like, does it really matter if we pay Brandon Belt $4 million instead of $3 million? Like, same in the grand scheme of things? Like, yeah, if Fam wants five and we want to give him three, okay, like, what's the big deal? If that's the one piece you're going to bring in, does it matter if we're paying him $2 million more? Like, we're paying Wandy Peralta way more than he deserves. Like, we've already given out too much money to, like, Woo Suck Go. Like, does whatever's missing here really matter? Because the impact of a left fielder or a third baseman is way higher. Going to be way higher than whatever Woo Suck Go brings to this bullpen.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's I go back to the traveling roster. Jerks and Profar right there. Just a huge eyesore.
Yes.
And like, you can't compete. You can't compete with that. You just can't. But honestly, like, even the options that are still out there, you can't really be like, all right, yeah, let's go now. Like, this puts us over the top. So, like, it doesn't get me extremely hard.
It kind of does, though, because if, let's say, we're projected at 82-80, we're one or two wins away from feeling okay about making the last wild card spot. Like, it does actually matter at this point.
Again,
Before Cease, when we were projected for like 79 wins, okay, there's a lot to build there. But I feel like now we're like this far away.
Yeah, well, those are your little spreadsheets, your little projections, your little numbers.
Yeah, I know. They're just dumb numbers.
You know, like, it's that bottom of the order that's like so scary.
But that's what it was last year. No, remember how much it sucked?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. No, it so, but if you were to put in a belt or something like that, then it improves it a little bit, and it does give another lefty option.
Yeah,
you know, but I mean, but no, is it still they're not winning the NL West?
Right,
we know
but they
that.
Weren't going to anyways.
No,
but like,
they weren't going to anyway.
I just think some of these other teams have improved themselves some. I mean,
yeah,
the Cubs are formidable. You know, they have the runner-up to the Cy Young also coming back. Like, they brought back Bellinger. The Reds made a lot of additions to their team. Their starting pitchers are always selected by Dan Szymborski as, like, breakout candidates, and they always get hurt. But, like, Hunter Green could stay healthy at some point. Like, the Reds are kind of scary to me. Marlins have made the playoffs recently. There's like all these, the Diamondbacks, the Giants, like they're all kind of in the mix.
Yeah.
Not the Brewers. I think they suck, but.
Yeah, they are. But I mean, at the end of the day, again, you take your spreadsheets and take it all out. We still have Machado. I'm going to list off names, the thing that you hate, but I'm going to do it with people on the major league roster now. They still have Tatis. They have Machado. They have Bogarts. Like it's there. The
Darvish.
Bones are there.
They got Darvish. They got Musgrove.
The bones
they
are got- there is my point. And like I feel like at the end of the day, I don't know if it's if they care so much about the righty-lefty thing, but I feel like there's no way that this season starts, like Korea aside, without Tommy Pham in left field. Like, that just feels so obvious on both sides.
What if AJ hated him? What if he, like, openly hated him? Like, Tommy Pham does seem hateable.
Well, I mean, the hate, when it comes to Preller and hate, it usually seems like a two-way street. He kind of has a thing about him.
So. This is why I wanted Duval. I thought Duval was a lot
that would have been nice.
I thought he was a lot better option.
That would have been nice.
God, especially at $3 million?
Yeah.
Can't we play left and first?
He had some positional flexibility, too. Like
he had a better year than Pham did last year, too. Field. And he's younger.
And he hits bombs.
So just a little bit younger.
There's hit. Not a whole lot of options also. I was looking on, was it Spotrac, where you can see like the upcoming free agent. So I was looking 2 years out for like corner outfielders to see kind of what he may be looking at. I can't really look at him and be like, oh, there might be a deal to be made there. Because the players that are there are on contending teams. Mm-hmm. Either that or, you know, the money's too much where we can't make it fit. So I'm just like, I don't know if he's going to get, you know, creative. I know Preller usually does, but I can't see the solution right now. And honestly, like, two things wouldn't surprise me. Pham starting the season left field and them keeping what they have right now. Neither one would surprise me. One
right. Point. Yeah.
I don't even know if Pham's... I mean, Profar sucks. Profar totally sucks. Yeah. I don't know if Pham really makes us that much better.
Pham was ass here for 2 years. I mean, he had one good month, I think.
Even last year, like, the Mets fans were ready to run him out of town. Because much like when he was here... Remember how cold he was when he started here?
Yeah.
He was so cold in New York. And then he put up one huge month that they were able to parlay into trading him. And then he was, like, okay the rest of the year.
Right.
Yeah. Not the whole year. I think he had another like super cold month, but he's not steady. Like I look at the guys that can make a difference and it's not the left fielders anymore. I thought Duval could make, he'd be like a 1.5 war guy. That's plus 3.5 over Profar last year. but I keep going back to Belton Martinez. JD Martinez is what I look at.
Oh yeah. JD. Well, yeah. That's another,
I don't
good
think
one
financially
too.
JD Martinez is going to,
why
fit.
We have the money.
Oh, well, They are insisting on staying under that number.
They can stay under.
What did he make last year?
Didn't the Giants offer him like $16 million though? And he said no.
But we give him a 2-year contract. Like he can get more guaranteed money with us. That's all they care about is the guarantee.
Can he though?
Well, he's not on a team right now, so maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I saw something that said he just doesn't want to sign for a California team, and I'm like, oh
really?
Oh okay. I don't know. I don't know where I read that. Talking Friars?
Talking Friars.
Through the Fence Baseball. I don't know. One of those places where I read it that he doesn't want to sign with the California team.
All right. He played for $10 million last year with the Dodgers.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. I always like that about the taxes. And it's like a 5% difference maybe between here and like most other states.
Yeah.
And that we talk like 5% like, oh, he's going to make half the money he made. Like, okay, we'll pay him 5% more. It's not a big deal. It's $500,000 more than what he made last year.
Yeah. Not my money. I want to throw that in for Conniff.
Hey, group's not going to like that.
Well, you know, there's plenty of money coming
in. He probably gets profit sharing.
Well, you know, we don't talk private finances in public. That's just something we don't do. But
oh, we can talk about Groupner, too. I forgot that he did that interview. a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Oh, with Darren.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
He sucks. Eric Grubner sucks.
Why?
Is there a worse spokesman for this team than Eric Grubner?
I mean, he's a spokesman.
He's a spokesman.
Here's the thing. I feel like a lot of the time, Grubner gets shit on, and it should be directed at AJ Preller.
I mean, almost always, right? But
yeah, I mean, that's 100% correct.
He takes so many shots for Preller. It's insane. Like, we listen to him on our beloved Ben and Woods. Just ambush him. And he's just completely innocent. All these shots that should go towards Preller goes towards Grubner. It's not fair, and I'm sick of it. All right?
Shock jocks on the fan.
I'm sick of it. Woods.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, what about the payroll?
Wow.
It's not my department.
Yeah.
You think Gruppner wanted to bring in Bogarts and pay him for 11 years when we already had five shortstops? No. So you know what he did? He stepped in. He said, hey, you know what? Our fans are upset. I'm going to get us Dylan Cease. So Gruppner was the one that put that deal together.
Yeah, remember when all those dummies were blaming Mike D for everything?
Yep.
And when it was really just AJ?
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Exactly. I heard they tried to fire Mike D for that.
Yeah, well, I don't know who those guys are, but I'm sure it didn't backfire on them at all.
No.
Have we ever found out why he was fired, by the way? No?
Yeah, sometimes I get drunk and I post it on Twitter. I think I posted my entire dossier on there once or twice. I think I even posted the pictures of his secretaries one time.
Oh, nice.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, they're all in the dossier, so I just took screen. I think I got drunk once and just took screenshots and posted it. It's probably still up there. I don't know.
I didn't know that's allowed. To post on Twitter while you're inebriated. Is that a thing? I've never seen it before.
I'm off Twitter now, so and that might have been part of the reason.
I miss you so much. I miss you so much on Twitter.
Me getting into the gym and then jumping on Twitter is probably never a really great
idea.
The
photo dump.
Yeah.
I do miss the photo dump.
That was fun. Yeah, the photo dump was fun.
What? Yeah. I remember what I was going to say about Gruppner, the interview he did with Darren.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So this is like a story that even Partello used to say back in the day when our payroll was low. And He was asked, in Partello's case, it was like, hey, this new club you're building, new group sales section, couldn't you spend that money on players? And, Darren asked him the same thing, okay, you're spending all this money on Gallagher Square so you can do more concerts. Couldn't you use that money on Tommy Pham? And the story is always the same. Gruppner and Partello would say, oh, yeah, you don't understand. We have two separate budgets, one for capital expenditures and one for players. And when we spend on, one's in the construction budget and one's over here on players, you can't mix those. And I listened to it and was like, what? You can definitely mix those.
Absolutely.
You're not the government. There's no law saying you can only spend on construction. Companies are we're going to cut the marketing budget this year and spend some more on machinery or something, right? They're all different budgets, but you can move money around. That's the whole point of money.
Yeah.
It's the worst excuse I've ever heard. I wish you could just say the truth, which is we could, but we want to make more money in the future so we can fuel more payroll. And this is the way we're doing it, doing more concerts. Why couldn't he just say the truth? That's a truthful statement, right?
And really, I feel like that would be an answer that people would be like, all right, I get it.
It makes sense, right? Yeah. And that ultimately benefits me, the fan,
right?
Because it's I remember when we had a high payroll. That was pretty cool. We should get back there. And if this is how we do it, okay. Yeah. But when he's obfuscating it with we have separate budgets for this, it just makes you question it and are like, why for once can the team just tell us the truth about something?
Are they sprucing up the ballpark and all that for a potential sale? That's the underlying thing here, right?
It's possible.
I mean, that's what it looks like.
There's a lot of estate taxes that have to be paid.
Yeah.
That was always part of the plan, though, to renovate Gallagher. It doesn't seem like there's a real plan here.
They keep saying we're going to keep it in the family. We're going to keep it in the family, but she doesn't seem to have interest in running the team.
I don't care if it's in the family.
No, I don't either. But it doesn't seem to be a real plan.
I actually don't understand how that benefits me at all.
Yeah. Oh no,
it's never been explained.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
His brother, who some people are like, he'll take over the team. Robert, not Tom, I think. Right. Robert's the one who is never at games. Probably not a Padres fan. He's Katsenda. He's he's the private equity shark guy. Do I think the team's going to be better under him? I've got no reason to believe yes.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like his wife is that interested in it.
And the kids are super young.
They're 20 years away from taking over the team.
Yeah.
At least.
At least.
Right? So I don't care. The thing with Peter's ownership was it wasn't the Seidler family that I cared about. It was only him. Peter.
Right.
Yeah. Peter was like a shining light. like impossible to duplicate that. So if they want to sell the team, that's fine. Maybe we'll get better ownership. I don't know.
Maybe.
We haven't had great history here.
Better than Kutsenda, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel like them saying that it's going to stay in the family is a way of comforting Joe Dickhead fan. Like, okay, it's going to stay in the Seidler family.
It's going to, and everyone's going to be just like Peter.
Right. Yeah, just like that we're continuing his legacy and all that. Right. While at the same time slashing payroll $95 million. Dollars. It's like
doing the exact opposite, lighting his legacy on fire and then taking a dump on it to put the fire out.
I don't know. It could possibly be a sale situation where they're getting it ready to go, you know, ready to go.
I heard that too from somewhere.
Yeah. So I don't know.
But, you know, that's going to be years down the line. There's still a lot of taxes
to be paid.
We have
to say Joseph Tsai's name right now, right? Don't we have to say that?
Absolutely,
Are we obligated by law anytime that something is going to come up for sale? Or
Isn't he selling his Nets shares?
Yes.
Clear up some cash flow, right?
Maybe.
Wow, there we go.
Yep. He doesn't need cash flow. He's like $50 billion. No,
exactly. It's like shit. It's like,
I thought I saw he was selling some of his shares or something.
Yeah, I thought he was selling like all of them.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Not our beloved Seals shares, though.
No.
So the Nets are not coming to San Diego then. That it puts an end to that.
We're getting the Clippers, though. The G-League team.
Yeah, I heard.
Beautiful ocean
thrilling.
Side.
Yeah. Thrilling. Yeah.
You're a cuck if you go to those games.
I do want to see that arena, though. I want to see that.
I'll go to watch. I want to support our beloved Craig Elston and the San Diego Sockers.
The house that Elston built. the Lord of all indoors, Craig Elston.
All right. Do we have anything else on the Padres?
No.
Okay. They're better. They're better than they were 3 days ago. They're not great yet.
Also, things can happen between Korea and the actual start of the season.
Sure. So. But then I'd go back to the question of like, why didn't we just do it 2 weeks earlier?
Yeah.
But
yeah, exactly. Because they're haggling for half a $200,000 or some bullshit. Like, yeah. Like, fuck.
Eric, you identified an interesting clip that we heard. Corey, we did an entire episode bashing Coach that was lost into the ether, one of the many lost Gointelligence episodes over the years. But just to summarize it, we pointed out all of the lies that Coach told, as well as all the people that supported Coach, namely...
And perpetuated those lies.
Right, about Coach being fired the day before Christmas break started and...
Adam dragging him out of the studio and throwing him into the parking lot.
Masterminding the plan.
Yes,
and,
the puppet
and then,
master.
And then Hacksaw, Jay Paris...
John Maffey
all come to defend Coach's honor.
Yes,
spreading the same lies, right?
Right,
and then never acknowledging the mistakes or admitting that they lied.
Yeah,
when it turns out Coach knew for months beforehand and was given all these opportunities. By the way, I saw Coach, who turned down a paying weekend gig that Adam graciously had offered him, is now spending time going on Hacksaw, Hacksaw's Twitter feed. We've all logged in just to look, and counting us, there's generally how many? 2 to 3 people on there watching?
Yes.
Coach had to drive all the way to East County Poway or Rancho Bernardo or wherever to Hacksaw's house to do it.
Yep.
Lost money in the process to go on in front of 2 people. Just a reminder, when Cilio used to do his Twitch show from his basement, he pulled 4 to 5 people. That's over 100% higher than Coach and Hacksaw are pulling.
Yeah, they'll get there.
I saw that Coach is going on with Hogwatch tonight, I think, on YouTube.
He did Hogwatch a couple weeks ago, too.
Yeah.
And he's done Talking Friars. Like, he'll literally show up for anything.
That's what he's doing these days.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
One of the other people, two of the people defending Coach's honor at the time, and we had clips of this, actually, that we had played, but it's Dave and Jeff, right?
Yes.
Former radio people a long time ago, like 10 years ago, podcasters now. They were very much defending Coach, right?
Well, like after the Coach thing went down, you know, there was rumors, but before Adam talked on Ben and Woods, there were rumors on the timeline about how, Coach is known for, 2 months or whatever. And then Jeff and Dave went on this rant about how everybody who believes that is fucking stupid and you don't know the business and you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, I mean, like, condescending,
right,
shitting on everybody, how stupid that they are. Like, what is it, like, some of you have children or something? I can't remember exactly what the quote was, but they were so fucking wrong. And, you didn't have to, like, be in the know with somebody, like how they claim that they are all the time. The job was literally fucking posted at the at
publicly like 3 posted. Months prior.
Yeah, yeah. Like the day that it came out, within 24 hours, I had 3 different people texted to me going, "Hey, what's the deal with this? Who's this?" And one of those people was on the East Coast. But these insiders, yeah. Oh, that's not how it fucking happened. You guys are all morons. Yeah.
Well, these radio experts decided to weigh in on Craig's new show. Here's the clip. For some reason, Eric listens to podcasts at like 3x, so it's faster than it should be.
I love that.
But here we go.
I just want to get it over with.
He thinks he can compete with, hey, I bet Xander bounces back. Whoa. How do you figure that? He's a former Silver Slugger. You know what? Great point. I'm like, fuck out of here. Never listen to that shit again. Never will listen to that shit again. Those two should be ashamed. They don't have a program director. They got a board up. I bring them in. I go, hey, guys, I'm going to answer some emails. We're gonna turn the tape on. And if you could just kind of, when we get to the interesting part of this hour, Dave, I'd be answering emails for an hour. So disappointed, I'll fucking never listen again.
That was him on Annie and Elston.
Wow. I mean, look, if anybody's going to talk about an embarrassing radio show, it would be those two guys. they haven't had a show since, what, it's been 10 years, and they lasted 10, 11 months, and then they were replaced by fucking Hacksaw. So yeah, tell us about embarrassment.
I think Craig's been great. Craig has been excellent. I actually think Craig has been one of the braver voices about the Padres the past few weeks, especially being on the flagship. I think he pretty openly says how it is, I think. He's constantly undercut by Annie, who will take what Craig says, this knowledgeable, long discussion that Craig just led, and then Annie will undercut it by saying, well, maybe the opposite is going to happen. Like, maybe this fantastical situation where, maybe, it's always maybe. It's like, maybe Graham Pauly is going to hit, 30 home runs and hit 320. And like, it's completely undercut what her host has done, right? Like,
right,
Craig has laid out this intricate plan backed by stats and analytics and, like, has in-depth researched his Duke history and, like, his minor leagues. And, like, Annie in 1 second just undercuts it with maybe this magical thing's going to happen. Like,
yeah.
And so I find that very distracting, but I think Craig has been excellent on there. And I don't know how Dave and Jeff can listen to that and be like, this sucks. Except that we know that they're coach partisans.
Yeah.
And that they're there to defend the legacy of Coach, who objectively sucked on the radio.
It was a terrible fucking show.
Like, Craig has even made, I think a lot of people complain about Braden, and we've certainly been vocal about Braden, but honestly, Craig has made Braden more tolerable. I'm not going to say great, but I think the Craig and Braden discussions are much better than Coach and Braden.
The show's, 100%. What is it? It's 2.5 months in, something like that?
Right. The season started, I think they've really picked up steam. I think Craig has really made the show good.
I think it'll be much better throughout the year, and Annie needs to open up more, and she needs to stop with the, oh, everything's, you know, Jackson Merrill could hit 50 home runs and they could win the World Series or whatever.
A lot of times when she talks, you can tell she's being careful. And I think that's kind of what pushes me away from it.
Yeah.
And just like you said.
Like when Craig's like, yeah, we're looking at the weather for this spring training game. It looks like it might rain. And then Annie jumps in and is like, maybe the Air Force uses their top secret project, the HARP system, the High Altitude Atmospheric Research Project, to move the weather from over Phoenix over to New Mexico. Like, maybe that'll happen.
I heard that part.
And Craig is already like, he's laid out, like, he spent 5 minutes on, like, well, you know, I looked into the National Weather Service maps, and it looks like there's a high likelihood of precipitation between these minutes. And, like, you know, I looked into my old meteorology textbooks, and it looks like this. Spends 5 minutes on it, and again, in like 5 seconds, Annie just crushes the sentiment. Hey, we have a voicemail, don't we?
We have one voicemail. And let's see if I can even...
Hi, this is Matthew James for Miserable Padres Fan. I was curious if you could let me know, and everybody out there, what are the new food options out at Petco Park for the upcoming season? Also, great job with Gallagher Square, and looking forward to the many concerts out there. Keep up the great work.
I appreciate that. Is that Woods from Ben and Woods?
That's Woods from Ben and Woods, yeah.
97.3 The Fan.
What are the new food options?
You know, it's a surprise.
Fantastic.
You got to like go that. And see it for yourself.
That's great.
Me, personally, I'm a creature of habit. I love the Grand Ole Barbecue. I love my beloved tri-tip nachos. Oh. I know you're a hater. Those are the best. I know HJ is not a fan.
How do you not like those?
They're not good.
Oh, I love
those.
Oh.
I love those.
Little shreds of meat and like overcooked well done tri-tip.
I'm a huge fan.
I am too. Huge I love fan. It.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah. Garlic fries always smell way better than they taste. I regret it.
I can't. Are they going to be there again?
I can't do
Isn't
the garlic
that company
fries.
Like basically gone?
I don't know.
Was that the one that they were having slave labored or whatever? When, like, what was the?
Was what's it?
The,
what's the company what name for that again?
A fast pitch.
Yes. 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 Yeah. The charity.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the cheesesteak place?
Gaglione.
Gaglione. Yeah. Yeah. Aren't they gone? Basically, like I don't they know. Closed their Point Loma store. They closed Encinitas. Like I thought they were gone. Like barely hanging on.
You know, so. that's something. I don't even know what the new food options are at the park.
And were there any last year? I feel like last year was basically the same as the year before.
Yeah, like they, you know, was it 2 years ago, maybe three now, that they did the whole Mud Eats through Petco
yeah.
thing?
Oh, yeah.
But that was when they redid the Mercado then. That right. was when they brought in like Din Tai Fung.
Yeah,
that's true. Didn't they have like Buona Forchetta or some fancy pizza place there that only lasted like a year?
Oh, that's gone?
It's no, there. Still it's there, but it rebranded, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't think it's Buona Forchetta anymore.
Okay. I gotcha.
Honestly,
I don't know. And then they you think Group put Lolita's out of business to kill the competition?
Well, you never know. We don't discuss public.
They're putting a new new Mexican food place on there.
Yeah, it's in. Okay. Yeah. It's a like cafe.
Yeah, thing. So yeah, right.
I saw from my beloved Geekster, the real Geekster.
Okay, so I can still get a burrito. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't buy food in the park. I don't actually like the food in
I
the
was
park
gonna bring
much.
It up. The experience of purchasing food combined, like the longer lines combined with the pitch clock, it's a miserable experience at Petco. The lines are extremely long. And then the game is much more fast paced. So like we went to Hodad's last year and we were gone for four innings. Like getting a burger.
That's insane.
And it's like, what's the point? Like with the price of the tickets going up. Which you have to do to, fund the ballpark right, expenditures the payroll. Yeah.
We couldn't do it without our fans.
Two separate buckets. Yeah. Couldn't
fan,
do it.
Fan outreach.
Absolutely appreciate the fans. Absolutely. And their passion. But there's so many of them. It's just like, I want to get my goddamn burger and go back and watch my game. But so I hope that they've done something to address that. I don't have a lot of faith that they have, though.
Those first games after COVID.
Group would tell you that you should just be spending more on your tickets where you can have an in-seat service.
Oh, that's true.
Seats. Yeah. In fact, it's really your own fault for not booking into the
Cutwater Agave.
The Premier Club.
Yes. True.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
But honestly, even Premier Club, like when I was sitting there a year and a half, 2 years ago, they don't really do a lot of the in-seat. Like, they don't have the individual menus in the cup holder in front of you.
It's on
anymore.
The app. The ballpark.
I know, but if you don't know
but
about that.
The menu's
that,
limited also.
It's
you can't
very
get everything.
Limited.
If you want the most basic foods,
chicken
you can have
fingers
it delivered.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. That's like, that's it. So.
Yeah. I want my beloved spicy beef dip from Borden Brew, but it's not on the menu.
Yeah. I've never made my way to Borden Brew.
Borden Brew takes forever to get your food.
And see, that's probably the main reason. That's
3 to 4 inning meal to get.
Yeah. That's rough.
Ugh.
They got to figure that out.
On like a Wednesday. Sure. Like a Saturday, it's all, times two.
Yeah.
Saturdays are brutal.
They're not going to figure it out. They're selling tickets. It doesn't matter.
That
they
hot chicken place they have up in the top deck.
Oh, I haven't hit that
yet. Bayside. It's good.
Is it?
It's good. It takes forever to get your food.
Oh.
It does.
I don't like to go up there. I don't like to leave the 100s.
You don't like visiting our beloved Bobby Cressy? I don't like
to leave the 100s. That's the only thing, but I take direct elevator up to there.
True, true. Yeah, the higher you go up, it's a different tax bracket.
It smells like poor up there.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah, you just have the helicopter drop you off. You just descend down.
Yeah, I try to shield my daughter from things like that.
Look away, sweetheart.
It's okay to go to the casino.
Yeah, right.
The MGM.
It's okay to hang on the sidewalk in
God
Vegas.
God forbid we walk through the 300s.
When we go up there, when we get off the elevator, I tell her to hold her breath until we can get through the people over to Bobby's area. Because Bobby's fenced off, right?
Yeah,
and he has an umbrella to kind of shield some of the pathogens.
Yes.
It's kind of weird to get over to him now because you like have to ask permission. It's like, I just want to go over and say hi to Bobby real quick. He's like,
He looks over at you and he's like,
He gives the wave.
That's got to be a lot better for him, honestly, because where he was, you could just walk up. Right. But now, like, if it's someone he doesn't watch, oh, like, oh, sorry, bro, I can't. Yeah. They're saying no. It's not me. It's not me. It would never be me.
His old spot was bad for him.
Security guys are dicks.
Yeah, they're worse.
I really want you to come through, but you know they're armed now, and then there's snipers on the top. Yeah. You can't.
Rules
you
are rules. Like, I don't know if you're aware, there's a lot of warfare in Gaza right now, and we got to be careful over here.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hey, I'd do the same thing, so I don't blame him.
I would too. What an ego boost that must be.
I would
actually
love to meet him one day. I've heard great stories. I've heard great stories.
So, last question for you, Big Miz.
Okay.
Eric Rubner.
Love him.
Great CEO or the greatest CEO in San Diego Padres history?
If there's a level above greatest, that's where I'm going.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If there's one Eric Rubner fan left in the whole world, that's me. And I will defend him till death.
Beautiful.
No, but honestly, just honestly speaking, everything aside, he hooked us up in spring training.
Oh,
he did.
Big time. Oh, my God.
He did.
Yeah.
Much more than I was expecting. I was trying to avoid it because when Mazzone tags me in that
shit. You get so embarrassed. I love it.
Oh, dude.
Well, that's why he did it.
I get so embarrassed. Yeah, it makes me so uncomfortable. He went out of his way to hook us up.
That's the beauty of it.
I know. Never did he say, hey, can you tone it down? Or, hey, can you try to do this? Ever. It was just making sure my son had a great time.
Yeah, for Austin. And I mean, like, that's so cool.
What if you had blasted him after his Darren interview? Would he have been cross with you?
Well, see, I sometimes forget Darren's on the radio.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
jeez.
I've heard a lot of people have also forgotten that. I don't tune to 760 ever, just out of principle. So,
I will say my car doesn't have an AM radio.
Exactly. So, I don't know.
In fact, my last two cars have not had even AM as an option.
Well, I'm sorry you're missing out on Let's Talk Hookup. I can give you cliff notes every weekend.
Trust me, I'm well aware of what's going on at Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, I'll text you whatever Rock Cod Rick Maxa has to say this weekend. But
that's Sunday mornings, right?
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the
only. That is literally the only thing that you would want to listen to locally in this town on the weekends, in the mornings, right?
I listen to it every weekend on my way to my Sunday league game. Do we have time to talk about the San Diego Marlins today?
Oh,
no.
We have a game this weekend, Ramona? No? Okay.
No. Right. Ramona?
Yeah, in Ramona.
Oh, you were just there last weekend.
Yeah, every weekend. Drive-through.
Is Sizzler open there still?
I don't know.
Wasn't it it was the last surviving Sizzler.
I don't know, but they have a Trump store that sells vapes also. It's pretty interesting when you go in there, but every weekend I love it. Drive through the
Do you pick up gifts for Gruppner there? It seems like a place you would really enjoy.
Well, yeah, we keep that private.
Yeah.
You know, we like to keep things private.
Is there any David Koresh memorabilia or anything there, or is there I don't know.
No, but honestly, yeah, he was really cool to me, and he didn't ask for injection. I told him, I said, hey, I'm sorry this dude tags you because it makes me really uncomfortable, but thanks for playing along. He goes, oh, no, dude, it's awesome. And then, so he's upstairs.
I love Persian people.
He's upstairs, and I hear him talking to someone. He goes, okay, yeah, I have some fans down here. I'll be right back. Okay, thank you, Eric. Thank you. And it was Katsenda. And I was like, I should run up there right now. Like, Katsenda, I demand answers right now. But I couldn't do it. My son was
right.
Running, so.
They hadn't given you the bat yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
Yep. Katsenda.
Love Gruppner, love Padres. Go Pods, baby. World Series this year. I'm bought in, 100%.
Well, it's great to have the first team official on in history on this podcast.
You can no longer say, was ad-free. What's your thing?
Completely ad-free and completely free.
And no podcast. Connections to the team?
Yeah.
Done. You're done. You can't claim that anymore. That's false advertising. You're no better than the USA Today if you claim that moving forward. So,
number one or number six ballpark in America.
It's been a pleasure. Maybe I'll drag Danny out of retirement and we'll bring our podcast back, but probably not.
You can just come on this one. It's fine.
I like that.
All right. Well, we said it all, guys. I've got to get to a preschool St. Patrick's Day, to celebrate Patrick Daly. I have actually printed out his face, the giant faces that the SDSU show does. So I'm going to walk through this strip mall.
What a great guy.
Strip mall with a giant picture of Patrick Daly to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Beautiful.
All right. Well, go Padres.